TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you as always by our gracious sponsors at Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. Complete Ag Resolutions offer you the best solutions in all your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/completeagresolutions. And Pizza Now, they're ready when you are. They're at 1705 Southeast Hill Street. And I personally would suggest that you get the porcupine pizza. It's a barbecue base with a pulled pork and pineapple and red onions if you like that stuff. Check them out. They have a Facebook at Pizza Now Albany. You can call them up at 928-0900. You can check out their Twitter at Pizza Now One. So check out Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. And now listen to your episode. Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Is it blow?
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gatch.
You know what you are? You give me leg monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg was right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, the asthmatic edition, episode 334. My name's Terry Guile, and it's Wednesday, hump day. Get out and do some humping.
I got my co-humper. Co-humper.
And we got a surprise guest in the studio today in the form of Lance Still. What's up, Lance?
Not much. I was in the neighborhood, made the way over.
We were just talking on our way to Pizza Now that you would have the least farthest to travel of any guest on the podcast. And no pressure or anything, but we were going to record this time.
Nice. Well, you can always record over.
We might. And we got some yob rolling in the background because I wanted to mention that they were playing over on the other side of the country this last weekend. Did you guys know that?
With all the snow?
Probably. They played in Chicago on Saturday, and then they played New York, 2 dates in New York.
I saw they're playing in New York.
Yeah.
They might have got snowed in.
Maybe. I don't know, but I wonder how that works. They just get booked on, like, 3 random shows? We're trying to get Travis to come on the show, but he's so busy.
They probably get paid their minimum per show, right?
I guess.
If they're way out of the way of each other, right?
Well, Chicago and New York aren't too far apart, as opposed to Eugene and New York. That's a bit different. So, and I'd like to mention that, you know, Hans, he's not very happy with this song. He doesn't like it.
No. He doesn't like anything.
He likes the first few Yob albums.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Hans might be looking up now. He came to practice the other day and busted out a new song. And
nice.
He had extensive notes, and he just took charge. It was crazy.
Was it a tasty lick? Would you classify it as a tasty lick?
At least a couple. Yeah.
Nice.
And he wrote in on our Tumblr and answered a question of who has the ultimate guitar tone.
I'm going to go get my oxygen for my buddy over here. Just a second.
Your oxygen?
I might need it. So if you had to guess...
I guessed it.
Yeah, if you had to guess who... Hans's Tone Master guitar would be?
Who would you think it would be? That's a tough one, huh? But I couldn't believe I guessed it.
I'll give you the same hints I gave Terry if I can remember him. He had several projects throughout the years, including a solo project.
Is it Mike Scheit?
Man, you are so close. You're closer than you think you are.
First name is right.
Yeah, and the sound of the first name, or the second name.
Mike
Schenker.
Michael Schenker.
Oh, I was going to say Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park.
Yeah, I didn't know
he
was...
He's the rapper.
And Terry filled me in. Terry filled me in on the Scorpions.
How's your asthma doing?
Woo-wee. No, he filled me in on the whole Schenker, you know, drama in the...
I woke up with one of those at the dentist once.
A Schenker?
Yikes.
Is that how you say it?
Schenker.
If you're in, when you get stabbed by somebody with one, in prison with one of those toothbrushes, file down toothbrush.
Isn't that a shiv?
Shiv.
Yeah, I know, but he's shanking you, so he's a Schenker.
Michael Schenker.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's better than being Michael Wanker.
Sorry, Hans. We don't mean to make fun of your favorite guitar tone guy.
So, what I didn't delve into is, what does he play? What does Schenker play?
He plays the guitar.
Well, I know, but is there like a specific brand that he...
He was a Gibson guy for guitars.
Yeah, he used to be
Flying V. Yeah. But I don't know as far as amps. Probably Marshall, I would guess. From the era that he was from, what else could it be? Mm. Orange.
I don't know.
No, yeah. I think he might have been a Marshall guy.
Right on. I've never been a big Gibson guy myself.
I've never owned one, so I can't be yet. But I'd love to have one. Lance, I know, would love to have a Gibson Flying V bass.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Well, a Flying V's got a different than just your Gibson Les Paul, though, right? Because that's just generally a very warm tone.
Yeah, and heavy tone and heavy weight guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of people complain about shoulder problems. Maybe that's why Hans is back so fucked up.
That is.
He got that Les Paul.
It should be called more, too, right?
Yeah, but those are lighter. The studios have hollow body, or they have something different.
Hans, do you play a live model when you're in the studio?
He does play a studio live.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Does he go the other way? Does he play a live
model? Do they
have
a Gibson Les Paul live?
They got the Les Paul Junior.
That's not live.
Is that a scaled down?
Yeah, it's smaller. It's like a three-quarter inch. Three-quarter scale neck.
Does Hans play one of those? He's kind of scaled down.
He should. Hans, why don't you get a Les Paul Junior? That way when you sat down, it wouldn't hit the chair.
I've thought about they have those little travel guitars that are like, they're cut off at the fifth fret. So they're like tuned to A. There's a short.
Like the backpacker?
Yeah. Have you ever played one of those?
No. I think those are for gay people. I don't know what that has to do with anything. I guess I don't mean, not homos, but like people who aren't that cool.
Oh, because I was going to say, you don't find anything wrong with the gay people. You're just, those are the guitars for them.
Yeah, I mean happy people.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
gay.
Okay.
Not like homosexual.
So the people like in the Flintstones when they had the gay old time?
Oh, they always had gay old times. I wonder if they had any gay new times or straight new times. Maybe they should change the theme song.
Straight times?
We'll have a straight new time.
The PC edition.
Well, you know, I mean...
The Republican
Barney
edition.
And Fred were hanging around much more than they were hanging around their ladies, so...
They were man bros.
Yeah.
They had a bromance.
Yep.
They were man bros with a bromance.
Look at Sesame Street now. You got the Bert and Ernie.
Yep.
You know, and then you got...
Snuffleupagus and Big Bird.
Yep, and then you got Elmo.
And Oscar was a loner, too.
Yeah. He was always in the trash.
He was pissed. He was a grouch.
Mm-hmm. He was kind of the pig pen, though, wasn't he?
He was
like
dirty.
Compare him to Peanuts.
Peanuts.
You know, there's people making new Peanuts. New Peanut comic strips.
Oh, I thought you meant new Peanuts.
No, they're like Schultz is dead. People are still drawing it and still carrying on that name.
Is it his son?
No.
Is there anyone in any relation to him?
I don't think so.
That's bullshit.
It wasn't even vaguely... I didn't even find it anything familiar to the humor that Peanuts was. I was...
You were appalled.
I was.
Did it drive you nuts?
He was appalled, Stanley.
I was appalled, Stanley. I went...
Yuck. Is who that is what that? He does?
Yuck.
Man, I don't know who it is on... one of the comedians does a Paul Stanley. It's
seriously?
Fucking hilarious. Yeah, there's a...
Jim Brewer?
No, it's... I don't know if you know him. It's somebody... Oh, it's got... They got a Paul. Podcast about rock.
Is it Paul Schaefer?
Do. No.
Is that Paul Schaefer over there?
Paul Schaefer.
Is he not gay?
He seems pretty happy.
He was a regular piano player on Saturday Night Live for a long time,
wasn't
he? He
was the musical director, yes, and for the Blues Brothers.
Before G.E. Smith.
Yes, who played for Hall & Oates, we determined on Monday. Did you know that?
I did not.
Do you know who G.E. Smith is?
I only know about the mustache.
Do you know which one Oates is?
I do.
No, G.E. Smith was that dude with the ponytail on the 90s Saturday Night Live mm-hmm. that was always with the Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, G.E. Yeah. Smith and the Saturday Night Live band.
Yeah, Don Pardo even said it.
With G.E. Yeah. Smith and the Saturday Night Live band.
He had a lot of vibrato in his voice.
He did.
And the older he gets, now have you heard him? He's like, Andy Samberg.
That's like a ghost.
You could, he's scared.
Saturday Night Live.
No, it's not Halloween.
Take it away, Don Pardo.
Dude, I'm going to segue this right into a story I have. Remember the one time we were talking about holograms, you know, that they got the Tupac one now, and pretty soon all bands, even the Dixie, will have, like, the Beatles, you
Courtney
know,
Courtney Love's trying to do... Nirvana.
Yeah.
We could have a Hans hologram standing up.
Hologram.
We could be standing up.
Well, check this one out, though. They are interviewing Holocaust survivors.
Whoa.
And then, like, asking them, like, deep questions on top of questions so that they'll be able to make hologram versions of these people to tell their story, and you'll be able to ask them questions, and they'll be able to answer you.
Holocaustogram?
A holocaustogram.
Whoa.
Isn't that weird?
That is. That's uncalled for.
Why can't they just film it? Like on regular film.
But then it wouldn't be hologram. Wouldn't it be weird, hologram?
They could write it on paper.
Then you could have the guy in your living room on your own personal hologram machine telling you about...
it'd be like that movie Apt Pupil, where the Nazi guy had to tell that little boy stories because he was... And the Anthrax song, Skeletons in the Closet. You know what I'm talking about? Nope.
God, I've seen the movie.
I do.
Stephen King. Tell me a story.
Will ya?
Real good story.
Won't leave till ya.
Spill your guts, old man. Sounds like Don Pardo. And
I got in Hans's car the other day and he was listening to that. It was crazy.
Anthrax? Oh, man, Hans, you're so busted. Like I thought you really didn't like Joey Belladonna. Donna.
Who do you think Anthrax should go up against in the metal bracket-a-thon?
What's a metal bracket-a-thon?
Yeah, you know, like I had the AC/DC versus Van Halen and the Maiden versus the Priest and those
Sepultura
other two.
Sepultura versus Pantera.
I guess
I haven't put that one up yet.
Yeah. Exodus maybe or Testament?
What about Slayer? Would you put Anthrax to step against Slayer?
If you wanted to see a landslide, yeah.
Against anybody.
Somebody's got to win.
It's true.
So, you know.
But you want
it's just
to be,
the first round.
You want it to be interesting, though, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, who else are you going to put up against Slayer, then?
Probably, I'd say, if you didn't put him up against Sepultura, Pantera against Slayer would be... I mean, I don't know. I would hope Slayer would win.
Or just
yeah, but I'm thinking more era-specific. I mean, it's just the first round. I mean, if the mat, you know, the big finale is going to be down the line.
How about Anthrax against...
Slipknot?
Armored Saint.
Ooh, Armored Saint.
Yeah.
It'd be John Bush against himself at some point.
Well, that's what I thought about doing for, like, White Zombie versus Rob Zombie. Maybe you could put Pantera versus Down, then.
Or Pantera versus Damage Plan.
Or
Down
yeah.
versus Damage Plan versus Hell Yeah versus Pantera with a four-way cage match.
Oh,
get the camera.
Or they'd be all losers. Sorry. I just alienated two of our listeners.
The Hell Yeah people?
Yeah. Well, the whole Pantera involved thing.
Okay, what about Motley Crue? Who would you put them up against?
Poison.
Really?
I don't know. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
What about Twisted Sister? What about Motley Crue versus Twisted?
How about Rat?
Ooh, Rat's a good one.
But you got all those bands out there. Somebody's going to have to go
Cinderella.
To somebody. Yeah. But, you know, Motley were not a... They wore a pretty good amount of makeup on, like, Shout at the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Twisted Sister out there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going for face makeup.
Well, just kind of like eras and good matchups, you know? I mean, the first round, I mean, somebody's going to have to lose them, you know? Yeah. And I'm not going to pick, like, fourth-rate metal bands, you
Why
know?
Not?
Well, I was not, just going to say put them up against Accept, but then you said that. Never mind.
Well, D-list metal.
Yeah. Kathy Griffin metal.
Did you say something about Jack Black?
Yeah, she dated Jack.
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, for a while they did.
That's awesome. I'm strangely attracted to her. I don't know why.
Well, because you watch those channels.
Yeah.
She's pretty hot for being as old as she is.
Yeah. She is.
She's older than
She's pretty
all
flirtatious.
That.
Yeah. I saw her on Paula Deen. She was rolling around in a bikini outside.
She was on her?
Not on Paula. Well... She's all over everybody. She's one of those persons that'll just jump on you.
Really?
Yeah. She was all over Paula Deen. You know, she was licking her butter.
Yikes.
Her butterflied tuna turkey sandwich.
Wow, it's getting real right now.
What kind of show is this?
What do you think about... Would you?
We
got
to introduce him to the show. He doesn't know what kind of show this is.
Would you eat a tuna and turkey sandwich?
What I know, I do not care for tuna.
Ah, that's what
wow,
I said.
Wow, 2-1 tuna.
Tuna. Yeah. We win, you lose. Yeah. You like a tuna and turkey sandwich? I didn't even ask you.
I've never tried that, but I don't mind eating tuna. I don't eat it right out of the can, though. I mean,
you
I
just
like,
said eating tuna.
I like it.
Eat it right out of the
I
box.
I like a little tuna melt. Tossed casserole.
I don't like tuna in the can. I like tuna in a box.
And I never realized how much casserole sounds like acerole.
If you're Chinese or Japanese, you fucking acerole.
You're fucking casserole. Why you call me a casserole?
Why you tuna casserole? That's what kind of show this is, Lance. So we just talk about fucking stupid shit, and then at some point we'll ask you some questions, because that's what we do with guests.
It sounds like acerole.
It does.
That should be the name of the episode. Sounds like acerole. Why you act like such acerole to me? Hey, you guys, we were talking about gay people earlier, not the homosexual kind.
Happy.
I'd like to talk about the real gay people.
What about shiny, happy people? Is that just another word for gay people?
Is that an album or a song?
No, it's a song by Ram.
Ram?
Ram.
Oh, R-E-M. Okay. It's like, what kind of a band is Ram?
No, it's Ram.
R-E-M.
Ram.
Rapid Eye Hole Movements.
Yep. Yeah.
So you
like
guys,
it's just like that band Dry.
You guys are aware that Gomer Pyle is gay?
I had heard that, yes.
Jim Nabors? He's gay.
Well, did you know that Mr. Rogers was always talking about him?
We should talk about Mr. Rogers, too.
Mr. Rogers, because won't you be my neighbor?
Okay, won't you be my gym neighbor?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jim Nabor recently got married to his partner / boyfriend.
I didn't even...
38 years, Stan Cadwallader, whatever kind of name that is, in Seattle. And he's kind of coming out of the closet, even though everybody knew that he was gay.
I didn't really pay attention. I guess, who are we talking about again?
Gomer Pyle.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well...
You didn't know he was gay?
Well, I never really thought about it.
Holy!
Yeah, well, it makes
Miss
sense.
Miss Bunny?
I always imagined him more, though, as like a churchy. When I look at him, I think of like... Because he had all those gospel records or whatever, right?
Yeah, he had some sing... Yeah.
So that's what I associate with him when I see him.
Yeah, so if he's so gospel-y, how can he be gay? Because God hates fags.
Yeah.
That's weird. I never thought about that. But he said he wasn't really trying to hide it from anybody. He just thought it was a personal thing, so he didn't tell anyone.
Hmm.
But now he's kind of coming out of the public closet.
Yeah.
And he's very happy that he's had this partner for 38 years. He's very happy.
Huh. Do you think...
Golly!
Is it racist if I ask if he hangs out with Sulu?
But check it out. He's 18 years older than the dude.
Oh.
Ooh, he's a...
Score.
Now, do you know how old Gomer Pyle is?
Well, I'm just wondering, what is the term, like, because there's cougar, right? Oh. So what would be...
A lion. Bitch, stop lying. I don't know. No, but he's 82, dude.
Whoa.
He's 82.
Well, somebody's waiting for his money then, right?
And this firefighter dude is only 64. Only.
Do you think he has like a golly fetish? Just keep telling me golly. Just keep telling me golly.
Shazam. That's his safe word is Shazam.
Golly takes too long to get out.
And did you know that if it wouldn't have happened so long ago, you know, that show was Gomer Pyle was a long time ago. They wanted to call it Gamer Pyle.
What about his, what did his cousin know?
Who? Goober?
Yeah. What's Goober's take on it?
I don't
it?
Think that that's his real cousin.
Oh.
But I don't know. Okay, so on to Mr. Rogers. Do you guys know anything about Mr. Rogers? Had you heard stories about Mr. Rogers that he was
like a trained killer and all that?
Yeah, and then he was banned from the military because of sex crimes and that the reason. And then the other thing was that he was doing the show as community service because he got caught molesting children. And you notice how there's no kids ever on the show?
I did not notice that.
They're never, well,
yeah, I guess
check it out.
Huh?
And did you ever notice that his postman's name was Mr. McFeely? Seriously.
Oh, well, yeah.
Speedy delivery. Here we come. Speedy delivery. Right in the back door. Dr. McFeely good. No, Mr. McFeely. Now, I Googled this, and I snoped it.
Mm-hmm.
He was never in the service. He came straight out of college into broadcasting. He was never a child molester. And the reason the guy's name is Mr. McFeely was because that is his mother's maiden name or something weird like
that. Oh, wow.
So, Mr. Rogers getting a bad rap. People are like, he's a sex offender, and he's doing the show for free because it's community service.
People tried to do the same thing with Ramblin' Rod.
Oh, he was.
Talking about how he'd smoke.
Rambling.
He'd smoke during the commercials.
Dude, he did smoke.
Really?
He was a cigarette-smoking motherfucker.
Wow. Oh, cool. Did you go on the show?
No, but he never molested any children that I know of.
Did you ever go on there?
I did not, but I used to watch it every day.
Yeah.
I wanted that damn soda. It looked so good.
Dude, the Pop Shop. Wasn't I just talking about that last week?
I don't remember it.
You remember the Pop Shop?
Yeah.
Okay, so they have it for sale at the, it's the Boone's Ferry Road exit, 286, coming back from Portland. And there's like this Chevron that's a total Coca-Cola store. Like everything in it, there's like Coca-Cola. It's weird.
Hmm.
But they have the Pop Shop Pops there.
Hmm.
And he doesn't know what those are.
Jeez.
I might if I saw them.
They look so delicious.
I know, and they have all those different flavors.
I just want the colors. I don't even care what it tastes like. I don't even care if it's good.
Purple pop, orange pop,
blue
pop, blow pops. Okay, so should we should ask our guest some questions so we can get on to our normal things, and then we won't have to worry about remembering.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise,
I thought we were just on our normal things just then.
Oh, we are.
Oh.
But, you know, every time, whenever we have a guest, just because Lance is such a good friend doesn't mean we can't treat him like a regular guest.
I'm trying out that part where we bicker.
Fuck you, man. Oh, are you going to ask him the first question or me?
No, you do it.
See, because one of us is the straight guy, and one of us is, no, I think neither one of us are straight. We're both gay.
Yeah.
I got super weird and silent for a second.
I know. I was waiting for you to pop in with the question. I demanded
you
go first.
You demand I go first?
No.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I'm me. I'm Gatchalopagolagus.
Yeah.
Lance, have you ever...
That's his name. Obviously, he doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah. Man. Lance, have you ever owned a horse?
I have not, and... That's funny because I heard you were going to ask that.
Oh, really?
Someone said that.
No. Have you ever seen a horse?
No. I don't know what that is.
Have you ever owned a sawhorse?
I have not. I do have a saw, though.
Ooh.
Have you ever owned a seahorse?
Let's see. Seahorse, no.
What about a sea monkey?
Sea monkey, no. Regular monkey, no.
Sea monkey, no.
I have seen the sea before.
What about, have you seen a monkey on a sawhorse?
I have not.
Hmm. Have you been to the zoo? When was the last time you've been to the zoo?
Oh, geez. I think when my kid was like two.
Mm-hmm.
So 19 years ago.
Did you ever ride on that train over there? They got a train, right?
At the zoo?
Yeah.
Actually, I did.
riding
yeah,
that
I
train.
Yeah, I remember getting an engineer
high on cocaine.
Hat. I wish I still had that engineer hat.
He went to the zoo on coke.
High on cocaine?
Really? Wow, man.
Riding the train.
Never go to the zoo on ecstasy.
Why?
It's just not a good idea.
I used to go hunting / camping with my parents and take acid a lot when I was a kid.
Oh.
Did you ever hear a story about the guy who licked a monkey's butt?
I did not.
Call back to the first season.
That is first episode.
First episode?
Yeah.
Is that a true story? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, a guy who, he was...
Normally the mother does it.
Yeah. The monkey had eaten a peanut. It was a baby monkey, and it couldn't digest the peanut.
Stuck in his butt.
Yeah, and normally the mother, like, when they have problems like that, they just lick their butt until it comes out. But the mother wasn't doing it, or the mother wasn't around, so the zookeeper... Like, trainer guy took it amongst himself just to do it, and it took like an hour.
That's dedication is what
oh,
that
no.
is. And then the nut came out.
Why didn't he just pull it out?
Because you got
just do the hook.
You can't. That would have been detrimental to the monkey's health. And also, if he wouldn't have let it happen, then it would just, like, would have blown up like a pigeon.
That is fucking
like
nuts.
Yeah.
Why not just go like, hey, you're going to shit it out? You know, like, isn't that what those little... What suppositories are for?
Is it a lubrication thing, or is it a stimulation of the...
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of both.
Don't they have monkey Activia?
Activia!
Well, yeah. Well, you got suppositories, right?
Take that on Shark Tank, Dustin.
I will.
Monkey Activia for monkeys.
I'll do monkey training. Monkey potty training.
So that's perfect time for me to talk about this. Once again, we're kind of talking monkey... shitting out, and the crazy Floridians.
Ah.
A Florida couple who don't drink coffee have now acknowledged that they have become addicted to coffee enemas.
All right.
This couple from St. Petersburg, Florida, who did not want their last name used, told ABC News that enemas take hours every day. Mm. Takes them more than an hour. They both work at home, and they have the house only for relatively short periods because they are unable to do without their daily rituals.
So,
and they're going to be on the next first episode of the new season of My Strange Addiction.
Oh, well, I can imagine.
Whoa. And so they said that they started researching it and led into the coffee enemas because they were sick, and they really felt the benefits. They felt like they're living for the first time in years. And that they just can't stop doing it.
So it gives them a boost somehow to make them feel healthier? What is going on with the health benefits?
Well, there's some, I would call it propaganda on the internet that says that it's a healing thing.
Oh, okay.
It'll heal what ails you. Like, people try to heal unhealable diseases by...
I don't know about that.
And so...
Let me just tell you that no matter what, after you have a coffee enema, no matter what afterwards, you're going to feel better. Once it's done.
Well, the lady... Good. She said she'd been suffering from a variety of illnesses, and when she came across the coffee enemas, she just started feeling better. But a gastroenterologist, or however you say it... That's no pun intended... said coffee enemas have a downside and really no upside. Which I don't know if that's a pun in itself.
I'm going to find one in there.
Frequent enemas have no proven benefit, but can cause irritation.
I would imagine.
As there is always risk when a hose is inserted into the colon.
Yeah, well, you got fucking nerve endings in there for one. Now, I'm imagining you let it cool, right?
That's hot coffee enemas.
You don't really need iced coffee, maybe?
It would probably have to be probably more comfortable at, like, body temperature.
Yeah, you'd probably...
98.6.
Yeah.
That's kind of warm coffee.
Yeah.
That's
pretty warm. Nice. I mean, what comes out of your tap? 120? If you got
Farts come out at the same as body temperature.
How do you know that?
I read it.
Whoa.
On the internet.
Well, that's got to be true. You never stuck a thermometer right next to your butt?
Yeah.
You should try that sometime.
All right.
What is going on?
How long would it have to? I mean, it would have to stay there for a while, though. I mean, I don't have an instant thermometer.
I thought we were asking Lance questions.
I asked.
How did we get where we are right now?
Do you have a
did
horse?
Did we just fall down the Tagcast podcast rabbit hole?
I think we did.
I got a couple questions.
All right.
Even though I might know the answers to some of them, this is for the listeners out there. I recently saw on Facebook that our friend and podcast regular Jerry Murphy posted a picture from the Lebanon newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
Of the rock band Void.
Yeah.
You guys right out in front of the gutter there on Russell Street. Now, how did you guys fall into getting a I don't know if it was the cover, but maybe it was the inside.
Nah, it was just in there somewhere.
But there's a big picture. Yeah. And it said Void, and it said all this stuff. And
said, like, our clothes make more noise in the dryer or some business. I don't know.
Did you guys have a friend at the newspaper?
Oh,
or
gosh.
Did you just stir up local commotion and people are like, check out this band. They're hardcore.
Yeah. I think we, like, asked them or something if they kept hassling them to do a article.
Oh.
That was back in the day, too, where you would think they would just come to you, but then you realize that you actually have to promote yourself. They just don't come and do all that.
Yeah, so like you could say, oh, we've been doing some shows. Why aren't the papers like, hey, we'd like to
and
do a story.
And you guys were young
guys.
Kids and they're into like still like.
Dude, Aaron Baird looked like he was 15.
Yeah.
Was he 15, 17?
I think he was 17 or 18. Yeah.
Kids. And Pat looked so tough. He had his arms crossed and his Slayer Root of All Evil shirt on. He was all.
He was.
I had to post a picture on Jennifer, his wife's Facebook, and said, look at that tough guy in the middle. Jeez, he was so tough.
What was wrong with my hair there? Jesus.
It was kind of Bieber-ish.
Yeah.
You looked so cute. Did you see the picture?
I have, but I didn't study it, though.
Man, you can really, no offense, you still look young. You look like you. You still look
Bieber,
like yourself.
Bieber stole up from you.
Ah, I wouldn't have been my friend if I knew me. But
oh, now
just
I
for
remember.
My hairdo.
Now I remember why I didn't watch Saturday Night Live on Saturday.
Yeah. Justin. He was host and.
Yeah. And then he Instagrammed a photo with him and Lorne Michaels and said, thanks for everything, Lauren.
Oh, no.
L-A-U-R-E-N. I would
have. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like not even like, okay, maybe you got the N-E switched. But
no.
No.
Like a girl's name, like Lauren Bacall.
Yikes. Well, you know why, don't you? Because he's on that Sizzurp now.
I don't know what that is.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Cough syrup.
Yeah.
He's been drinking that.
Z-Quil?
Yeah. It's. Scissor.
The purple
like
drink.
The rappers drink it.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you meant Z-Quil.
Yeah, he's
like
totally hanging out with the wrong crowd lately.
Yep.
He's wearing his pants way down, like down to his ankles.
Yuck.
I'm learning something new right now because of Zizzurp.
It's like a codeine
infused
cough syrup. Like, it's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scissor, come on. There's like six Z's in it and a few S's and a U and a P.
I don't think it's an actual brand of something, though, right?
Yeah,
it's like it's a homemade thug drink.
Yeah, they call it that.
Ooh,
it's like the purple drink, right?
Drank.
But hardcore.
D-R-A-N-K, drank.
Yeah.
Scissor. It's syrupy sizzle with machiznil. So I got that confused with, have you heard of Z-Quil?
Now? I have. I almost thought about getting that.
So you got NyQuil and you got DayQuil. Now you got Z-Quil.
Just for sleeping.
Yeah, and I looked at the package when I was in the store, and it said, not for pain, not for colds, just for sleep. So what the fuck?
There's a bunch of alcohol or something?
It's probably just NyQuil in a different bottle.
Exactly, I just wonder, is that just a different form of Ambien so you can sleep because you can't sleep? Well, you've had a problem
with
being able to sleep.
Is it... Is it a way to get around regulations, maybe? Is it easier to buy sleep medication?
I didn't even know that it existed.
Probably not. Sleeping pills? No.
I didn't even know that it existed, that you could just get Z-Quil.
I didn't know either.
Just for sleeping.
I don't know.
It's not stuffy head fever.
I'm not big into the sleeping pills.
Have you ever
tried to
take Ambien? Shit will make you do crazy shit.
That's what I hear.
I don't think we've talked about it.
I've done...
Like it'll make
Tylenol
you get up and
PM.
It'll make you get up and cook shit and not remember.
Oh, I used to sleepwalk,
drive places.
I've sleptwalk.
Like guys that
sleepwalk,
are fucking cheaters,
sleptwalk.
Try to use it as an excuse, like because on the internet the side effects are like sometimes you get up and you call people and you have sex and you eat food
and you just don't remember.
And you don't remember, so
ooh.
Like. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I called some girl. I went and fucked her. We had dinner, and I don't even remember.
My bad.
It must have been the Ambien. I'm sorry. I switched to ZQL.
Ambien, huh?
Because I love you that much, baby.
You want to try it? It's pretty good. You could take that and the restless leg syndrome stuff, and then you'd be compulsive gambling and having sex while you were sleeping. Which I don't understand that. You've heard that too, haven't you? Causes urges of gambling. Compulsive gambling and extreme sexual urges. Robin
At
Williams
the same
says,
time?
Yeah. He said, isn't that just fucking Las Vegas? Restless leg syndrome. It's like you're sleeping and your leg kicks or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I don't think that's just like... That's you trying to catch yourself from falling.
What?
Yeah.
I've seen dogs do it. They're like running, restless leg syndrome while they're sleeping.
Well, not when, no, just sometimes talking like just one jerk. You know, when you're sleeping there and all of a sudden you have one jerk, not like.
Well, no, this is something that keeps you up. Like,
isn't that called
sleep.
The hypnotic jerk? True story?
I don't know. I always imagine
oh,
that.
Oh, when you're
I
just
would...
falling asleep and you're like.
Yeah. It's because you're dreaming that you're falling.
Dude,
asleep.
I fall.
And so you're like trying to catch yourself.
I dream that I'm chasing sheep.
Do you?
No. I've never tried counting them either.
Well, what would that make? Well, if you were counting sheep, would you be behind them? I guess you'd be on the side, huh? Because I was going to say, who follows sheep?
Well,
if sheep
aren't they just
follows...
jumping over that fence?
Sheep follow sheep.
Yeah. Well, what about the sheep herder?
He's the leader.
He's the one who hurts them.
Well, why would they just follow sheep him herder. Around?
I don't know. Why wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Or why would they?
I don't know.
Okay. So that was about the only question I had for Lance is about that because I don't remember that article.
Yeah, I was crazy seeing that.
And that was pretty cool. Other than that, I guess we're just going to talk shit about stuff.
How?
Unless you got anything more for him.
You were talking about your tape collection the other day. What were some that you went through the other day? What
Man,
were some of the highlights geez. Of that you...
You must have a few
hold in there.
Hundreds
yeah.
or a thousand, maybe.
I went through and weeded out some of the burnt ones. I mean, duped, I think they used to call it, duped.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your mixtapes?
Yeah. I have a few that are actually worth, like, I looked them up on the interweb.
Uh-huh.
Worth like $50. Like
yeah.
The Broken Bones ones I have and the Death Angel Ultraviolence is worth that.
Yeah, because now they're on Carl's Jr. commercial.
I know. Blowing up.
Did you know that?
Really?
Death
no.
Angel.
I heard Sons of Confusion was on a Carl's Jr. commercial. Or
what?
Was it McDonald's?
Yeah.
Which one?
McDonald's.
There's one that sounds like Sons of Confusion. You
yeah,
that's
the one. It's real heavy, real in the background of the music.
I always skip the commercials.
Yeah.
I got that cassette,
It took
too.
Me forever. I didn't even realize until you told me that one time that that was the one.
Yeah. We want our money.
Yeah. They're going to pay us in shitty burgers. Horse burgers.
Pink slime.
Did you hear about that all-girl band in Kashmir, India? They had to break up because
no.
of threats and pressure because they were women.
What?
Yeah, and they were displaying Western-style cultural waywardness. That's what they were busted for.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, and they're just teens, and they wanted to rock, and they got up and rocked, and there's a big outrage after the show. They were in a battle of the bands. I don't even think they won. Yeah, and then the whole thing, because the whole place over there is worried about the women, you know, gaining equality and
Whoa.
All that kind of stuff. So they were, yeah, and they just wanted it all to be over, because, you know, after all the threats and stuff, fuck.
Sounds roughly based on the movie Footloose. Are you sure you didn't make this up?
Yeah. I think it was like a music program that they were in, too. Like a teacher was encouraging them and
Wonder
stuff.
Wonder if they were hot.
Do you have any friends that just like tell stories and then you realize that it's just a movie that you've seen? Wait a minute, dude. That is fucking Philadelphia right there.
That didn't happen.
You did not die of AIDS.
You did not lose a volleyball while at sea.
Dude, seriously, this one time I had to take this dude's chick out on a date and she ended up snorting a bunch of my heroin and she thought it was cocaine and then I had to take her to this other friend's house and stick her in the fucking chest with an adrenaline thing. And,
whoa.
Dude, she
Man,
barely
that's crazy.
Came alive. Yeah.
That sounds like a movie plot, but I've never seen anything like it.
No, that's not. No, but I got some shit here. This is funny. You guys, you ever heard of these mental illnesses? There's certain mental illnesses. And this was passed forward to me by Carrie Davis. You guys know Carrie?
Yeah.
She lives out in Kansas or Missouri. I think Missouri. Apparently, she's listened to every episode of our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I figured it'd be a nice gesture to cover something that she thought we might want to talk about. It's pretty funny. Have you ever heard of the thing called semen loss syndrome? It's
no.
A mental illness, actually.
I've never lost any.
It's in China.
I usually keep it.
The Chinese believe that sexual intercourse is risky because losing semen leads to a decrease in your yang.
Oh,
you get too much yin.
Yeah, and you have not enough yang.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of life essence, you know. You lose too much of it, and you might as well have lost a pint of blood, it says.
Yeah, but sometimes you can have too much yang, so you need to deposit some yang to bring up your yin value, right?
Exactly. And it
I strangely understood that.
I know. And I hope all of our listeners did, too, because it makes a ton of sense. So if you're ever concerned about how much you masturbated as a teenager or an adult, but spare a thought for the Chinese. They live in fear that their next wet dream could kill them.
Well, no. Do you think that's because they have a population problem over there, right?
Yeah.
And so do you think that's the government, like, putting out falsities?
Because
isn't it said that it can help, like, getting having frequent ejaculations, you won't get prostate cancer?
Yeah, it keeps
right?
a healthy prostate. That's what we're mind fed.
Yeah,
that's our Western wayward attitude.
So I think they're mind fed that because they want to stop people from
procreating.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And it says that anxiety over how much they're whacking it leads to shangku or semen loss syndrome, which manifests in dizziness, back pain, fatigue, weakness, insomnia, frequent dreams, and sexual dysfunction.
Wow.
Of course, you might think this is a silly superstition and it's all in their heads, but
well, what I'm gathering from that is that they get. Their spines hurt, you said?
Yeah.
So that's where it's backing up into.
Yeah, it's called TSB.
Yeah.
For all you old Void fans, you'll find that song on the first demo that stands for Terminal Semen Backup.
Demo Shred.
And it was never listed, I don't think, on that tape that it stood for Terminal Semen Backup. And I had never heard of that.
Yeah, and it gets lodged up in your spine.
Yeah. Now, in India, the Indians, not your kind of Indians, but the actual people from India, they have another culturally specific syndrome, which is also brought on by anxiety about how much they're wasting of their semen.
Mm-hmm.
The symptoms are weakness, fatigue, insomnia, and sexual dysfunction. So what we're saying basically is if you masturbate too often and too vigorously, it actually causes physical fatigue, dizziness, and back pain.
Yeah.
Oh. Please see a doctor.
Yeah, or if you keep pulling on it, it'll be like a pencil.
Exactly. And then you'll die from lead poisoning.
What?
Okay, now there's the next one. These are the top five.
Wait a minute.
You're not done with that one yet?
No, what was it again?
Semen loss syndrome.
All right. And then
keep it inside, kids.
That was number five. Going, this is the top five. This is the Arctic hysteria, number four. Do you have any guesses on what that
might
be?
Yeah, that's when you're frozen, near frozen to death, and you're going into hysteria.
That could be. It's most popular up by the North Pole, of course, and attacks of Arctic hysteria may last for a few minutes, but in that time, sufferers are known to start screaming incomprehensibly, strip naked, and run around on the ice, attempt superhuman feats like walking on the ceiling, and sometimes, for no reason, they eat their own poop.
Oh.
Well, I wouldn't call it no reason. Probably a meal.
Then they'll wake up later with no memory of the whole thing, presumably wondering why their
ambience.
Breath smells.
Yeah.
Why does their breath smell so bad? It's said that it's such a common occurrence among Eskimos for members of their tribe to start acting like they're possessed by poop-loving devils that they just leave the victims to their own devices until they snap out of it.
So you just sit there and watch your friends eat poop?
Or walking on the ceiling or whatever, you know. It's not hard to walk on the ceiling of an igloo because if you just get your feet wet,
that
you
is
stick,
true.
You know. So.
That is true.
It says the women of the tribe have not been found to be at risk.
What if you fall asleep and your tongue falls out, like while you're sleeping in an igloo? And then you woke up and you're stuck to the ground.
Yeah, I'd be fucked, actually. And then they said there are even reports of dogs coming down with it. But after I read all this, that's pretty much being naked, eating poop.
On a tangent real quick.
Why do we always got to go to tangent?
So does you know, some girls are crazy, you know. And so
what?
And so, you know, you got the
welcome
ones
to our new segment called the Understatement of the Year.
And so you got the chicks that like to wrap their legs around the pole, you know, they're strippers and stuff like this, and they get kind of wacky. Maybe they're having a little Arctic thing like that, right? They get naked and they wrap their legs around a frozen pole outside, and then now they're stuck.
And they're walking on the ceiling.
No, they're stuck to the pole with their lips.
Oh, okay.
Frozen to the pole, just like on the Christmas story, right?
Like a tongue on the flagpole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just saying that somewhere in the history of mankind, this has to have happened once. At least.
Yeah, it has to.
With the way the chicks, you know, like to wrap their legs around their pole if they're all drunk and they're all silly and blah, 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 blah.
That only happens if you're a North Pole dancer. But it does say here that they think that it might be because the Eskimo diet contains a large amount of vitamin A, and that might cause some, except for the poop eating, but the rest of that stuff, so... I'm reading this off the internet, so I don't know how real it can be, but I got three more.
I've gotten a good laugh
out of these. You got number three is wild pig syndrome.
Uh-huh.
And this is for our non-listeners in New Guinea.
This is where you like to eat raw bacon.
Now, if you have any friends who live in New Guinea, please tell them to listen to our show because...
Papua New Guinea?
Well, they're basically the same thing, but this is just New Guinea. This must be Mama New Guinea, I guess, anyway, this wild pig syndrome exclusively afflicts male members of the community between ages 25 and 35. It's named so for its victim's tendency to become aggressive and hyperactive, like a crazy boar, and steal random things. I don't think this is true. This can't be true. Because it says it's also known as asshole monkey syndrome.
What?
Well, that's like Asperger's.
How come everything comes back to asses?
I don't know. Now, maybe that's because Carrie listened to the show a lot, so she knows what we normally talk about. But it says in most cases, the victim ventures into the woods for several days during which they destroy any objects they may have stolen and brought with them. And then they return to their village without remembering the episode, only to be reminded of the event by other villagers whose shit has recently gone missing.
You took my VCR into the woods.
I don't know if they have VCRs in New Guinea.
I thought you meant shit was going missing.
Well, he might be. That one, I didn't like that one.
All right.
It's making me wonder.
Number two.
Brain fag syndrome.
Oh, no.
What is this, Carrie?
All right. Well, what is it?
That just says, imagine you're a student in a sub-Saharan country trying to study for your exams when suddenly...
Wait a minute. I got to get that
okay.
Down.
Sub-Saharan, which I guess desert country.
Uh-huh. All right, there I am.
You're studying for your exams when suddenly your brain just loses the ability to grasp what you're reading.
What am I reading?
You're exhausted, you can't speak properly, and your hands shake so much that you can't write.
I'll die.
You're experiencing what's known in Africa as brain fag syndrome.
I'll die.
But fag is just short for fatigue. So don't get any weird ideas that you have a gay
Isn't
brain.
That just being tired?
Well, just like sad, seasonal defective disorder, that's just being bummed out.
I thought sad meant sports are dumb.
It does in certain circles. It depends on what part of town you're from.
Oh, I have a sports story. What's your number one?
Crazy sickness.
All right.
This is getting stupider as we go.
What's crazy sickness?
It's a seasonal outbreak that means you're likely to spend a few days stuck in bed with a head full of mucus. That sounds like the flu to me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Carrie, I really appreciate you listening to the show and everything, but if you're going to give us stuff to talk about, you should give us something that might be real.
Did you know that moles smell in stereo?
I smell in stereo.
Do you? Because they think it might be a human thing, too.
You've got two nostrils, just like you got two ears.
What? All right, but if I had bacon on one side of you and chicken on the other, would you be able to, like, one nostril only gets the bacon and one only gets the chicken?
Sure.
Yeah, that's believable.
No problem. Go get some chicken and some bacon, and we'll try it right now.
I still say that there's not one time in your life that you're not smelling boogers.
What about after you blow your nose?
Are you smelling boogers? Some boogers. You're probably smelling your nose hairs then.
Just when you said that, man, now my nose stinks inside.
I know. I'm smelling Dustin over here and the door.
See, because
over there,
life's the same. You're smelling in stereo.
Did you hear Muzak is retiring?
The Thank brand. The goddamn Lord.
They're just retiring the brand.
But, so they're still going to make the crappy music and play it in elevators?
Yeah, but there's a more sensory marketing these days with, like, overhead videos, and they actually have, like, scents in the store that are supposedly, like, marketing things or make you want to spend.
That sounds like one of those made-up diseases that Carrie sent to us.
But the Blues Brothers gave it Muzak a bad name, right? Pretty much before that, everyone kind of flew under the radar, right?
Why the Blues Brothers?
They made fun of it in the movie. Muzak.
I think it's just generally known as...
But everybody knew it was shitty.
Not good.
Yeah, but I don't think it was really widely known
It gives itself a bad name, just like Bon Jovi.
It was just elevator music in the
Exactly.
store.
I don't think they knew the name of the company.
Yeah. Okay. And then so the Muzak got like a bad rep, but then it said...
Muzak got a bad rep.
And according to Muzak, it was cool to hate after that, but then in the 90s it was cool to like it again, and that is where I contest.
I missed that boat.
Yeah, I missed the boat when it came back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And was cool to like it. I think they're trying to fill my shoes.
When was that?
Muzak.
You could like it ironically if you're a hipster.
Yeah.
The grunge movement. Obviously they didn't get it. You know, they thought they liked it in the non-hipster sense.
Genuinely?
Like, yeah.
Like I like things because I just actually like them.
Yeah.
Like I recently bought a Dickies jacket.
Is that a hip hipster?
I bought a Dickies jacket at a secondhand store. And then because of the fact that I hadn't had a regular black Dickies jacket, I guess, someone said, oh, you a hipster? I was like, no, I actually bought this because I like it. I actually like it. There's no irony about it. I'm not trying to look like a gas station attendant or some dude that lives in Portland and rides a double-decker bike.
With a mustache.
A double-decker bike?
You've never seen the double... Dude, you should see those guys crash when they crash.
Oh, jeez.
So they got two...
Can they do a NASCAR event with them?
And we're talking a single-gear bike, too. They don't fuck around with those 10 speeds or 21 speeds.
Well, that'd probably be hard on a double-decker, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. Because they weld two bike frames together on top of each other, and then they run a chain from the top sprocket pedals to the bottom, and then there's an additional two-sprocket system running back to... It's fucking intense, and they got to run like those old dudes on the one wheel, those old bikes with the one big wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of got to run and jump on it like a horse, and it's always raining there, and they're always crashing.
What... How many tires are touching the wheel at once?
Oh, it's only got two tires. Just two bike frames.
Why doesn't
super tall?
Why doesn't the one guy just sit on the other guy's shoulders?
It's just one guy. It's one seat.
It's probably not hip to do that.
So you take the seat.
All right, I'm feeling you.
Off of the bottom bike.
Yeah.
And the handlebars probably. And then you take the wheels.
I thought double decker meant two people.
And then you take the wheels and stuff off of the top bike and you weld that to the bottom bike.
Mm-hmm.
And then you run a sprocket down or a chain from the top
pedals.
So it'll pedal the bottom and then go to the back wheel.
It's a lot of chain.
It is.
That's a lot. It's hard to be hip.
It's hard to be a hipster.
That would suck to
it's
crash.
It's hard to get into those jeans. It's hard to keep them up because they're so tight, but they won't stay on.
Ooh, I like Pabst, so maybe that can make me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Pabst.
Can you be hip and be bald with a mustache? Or are you just... Freddie Mercury.
You pretty much have to tattoo one on your finger.
Yeah. Oh,
and then just go like that sometimes.
Yeah.
What is the deal? A lot of girls get the tattoo mustache on the finger, and I don't really get it. Or a teardrop on the inside of their finger so they can act like they're crying, and then there's the teardrop right there.
Is it the ironic cry, like I could really give a shit cry?
Or is it the I killed five people in prison?
I didn't want to get it on my face.
Exactly.
So
I just
get it
on my finger because I'm just making fun of crybabies. All right. Okay, before I get to Hans here, I've got to get to these. We do a little thing, celebrity birthdays, and then we have you guys guess to see if you guys can guess how old these people are.
Oh, nice.
Jerry Springer's birthday today is a Wednesday, February 13th. How old do you think Jerry Springer is today? He's the same age. Here's a hint. Same age as my dad.
I'll let you go, Lance.
Oh, I just saw this the other day.
Just turned
72?
69.
69!
And we don't really care that much about Jerry Springer or this next guy, Peter Gabriel.
Yikes.
But if you had to guess, I saw a picture of Peter Gabriel. He looked like he was 90. Sledgehammer!
Ah! Shock the Monkey.
How old are you? Oh, I forgot. That's his only good song. Or
Salisbury Hill.
Yeah, we almost
Salisbury Steak.
Salisbury Steak. Chowing down on a Salisbury Steak.
76.
I'm going to go 59.
He is 63 today. You guys were kind of right in the middle. Pretty good. And this guy we love, Henry Rollins. Now, if anybody knows anything about Henry Rollins, you know that his birthday is 213 blank blank because that's his publishing company. What is it?
213-68.
Oh, you're a loser. That would
52.
Make...
52.
No.
53.
I thought you said you knew.
Is he 50? Straight
63.
Up? He's 52, so it was 61. Right. 213-61. You don't know that?
And he.
I used to read one of his books.
That's why I thought you would know. I used to read one of his books. I never read it all the way through. I used to read it on occasion.
No, I read it a couple times. And it was I don't remember which one it was. It was Coffee and something. It was one of his first three because it was around the time that Talking from the Box came out.
Yeah, He's got a lot of books though. And our last celebrity birthday that you guys can guess the age of is a hot. A pretty hot little chick, and she's played a spun-out character in Spun. Mina Suvari from American Beauty. You know who that is? In Spun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how old do you think she is?
I thought you were going to say Brittany Murphy.
Well, she's dead.
She's not celebrating.
It's a death day. Sometimes we give dead birthday shout-outs.
57.
Mina Suvari? Dude, she's a young girl.
All right. 26. 32.
26, 32. Hike. She's 34. So, and then a couple of friends of mine, Alex Alvarez, turned 44 today. You know Alex. He's going to be doing some stand-up comedy on Friday with me at the Cloud and Kelly's. His first actual showcase non-open mic thing. So, go Alex and Derek Carroll. No relation to Derek Terrell. That's his birthday,
too. What about Lauren Michaels?
Lauren. Yeah, that's a girl I know. Lauren Michaels. But yeah, you guys were wrong on all accounts, but nice job. You tried to guess.
All right. I have some celebrity deaths.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to guess right now that it's going to be people I've never heard of in my entire life.
All right.
Because that's what you always give
like
me.
Robin Sachs.
Never heard of or him. Is it a guy or a girl?
It's the actor from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You play that. Ethan Rain on 4 episodes. Come on.
Dude, are you serious?
He was also in Galaxy Quest and The Lost World Jurassic Park.
Dude,
something.
That's my favorite movie.
All right. What about Paul Tanner?
Do you know any of these people? Thank you, Lance. For
Joe Smith.
I thought you knew something about music, dude.
I know something about it.
He was a trombonist with the Glenn Miller Orchestra from 1938 to 1942.
I thought you knew something about music, and that you know that someone who plays a trombone is actually called a tromboner, not a trombonist.
He also helped to invent an instrument called the electrotheremin.
Hey, I love the theremin.
Which was made popular on what song?
A Good Vibrations.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Oh, there you go.
That's that thing that goes. And all you do is you like hold something close to this weird antenna looking thing. Pajama people use one.
Yeah, one does the volume and one does the pitch.
Yeah, and they're like, woo, nice. Just by putting your hand near
it. All right. Awesome. Stuart Freeborn.
God damn you, Dustin.
You know this guy, Lance?
I do not. I know John Stewart.
I know he was born free.
Stuart Freeborn was a makeup artist often referred to as the godfather of modern makeup design. He is probably best known for his work behind the design of Yoda and the makeup of a couple Stanley Kubrick films, 2001 and Dr. Strange.
Wonder, no, I do not know why that is.
Yeah, so he died of natural causes.
Which is basically heart failure.
No artificial causes.
How could a puppet have makeup on? This might be a little hole in your story there, buddy.
A puppet?
You said Yoda.
Yoda's a puppet.
Oh, no, the guy died.
What?
No, the guy who made the makeup died.
Yeah, but why do you put makeup on a puppet?
He didn't have makeup on a puppet.
Yoda wasn't a puppet?
It says...
The inventor of Yoda? Or what's going on here?
He's probably best known for his work on the Star Wars trilogy, where he was behind the design of Yoda.
Not knowing talk about what you are.
No, he's a, yeah. He
always Yoda. Should stories read before.
Yeah. He was 98.
Well, good.
Had a good
I'm,
run.
I'm glad he had a good run. And he had a nice
He
touch.
Had runs probably later on in his life after eating most of that old people food.
Yeah. He goes to Elmer's a lot, I heard.
Who's the youngest person, and I'm going to ask Hans this too, who's the youngest guy he knows and you guys know named Elmer? Personally.
I don't know any young people named Elmer. I
know. Do you know anybody named Elmer?
I did. I doubt if he's still alive because he was really old when I was a kid. Mm. And he was my prosthetic doctor.
Oh, really?
Elmer. Didn't know his last
was
name.
Was it Glue?
No.
I
think
Elmer
his last name was
Glue.
Fudd.
Dr. Glue.
His name
it
was
Glue.
His name was Pud. Elmer Pud.
You know, so have Hans, you ever known anyone named Elmer?
I have not.
Hmm. All right.
I did.
Do you now?
No, you would be dead by now.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And there was also Elmer Principal. I thought his name was Elmer. Maybe not. I just had a total brain fart, so I don't know. I guess his name might have been... Oh, his first name was Mr. That's right. Mr. Lutz. All right, so right into this for Hans.
What's in Hans's CD player? Find out now and we'll find out later. What's in Hans's CD player? It's always something cool because you know he's a player.
Did you know Hans was a player?
TagCast podcast.
I did not.
Whoa, it started to say TagCast podcast. We just brought that little ditty up. Lance hasn't heard it. We used to have another one that was kind of a rappy kind of a...
Oh, no.
And he didn't like that, so I kind of pulled the Black Sabbath out on him.
He is a player, though.
He is.
Player?
Oh, I just got a message saying that my daughter's making enchiladas for dinner. Well, I ate a bunch of pizza now. I'm not hungry.
What are enchiladas?
Enchiladas.
I know. What's she making? Enchiladas?
She's making Mexican food enchiladas.
Oh!
It's a pan that we use. We cook them in.
A chilada pan.
We cook them in a chilada pan. Hans, oh, wow. Big fucking stretch on this one. He's not listening to Engelbert Humperdinck today. Humperdinck. He's listening to Yob, The Illusion of Motion.
Huh.
Nice.
And it's been a while since Hans has listened to Yob. I don't know. I know that Lance probably hasn't listened a lot to our show, if at all, because some people just...
I have listened to it once, sir.
Okay, well, good. You should hear some of the stuff Hans listens to.
He asks me every time I see him if I listen to the show. You listen to the show? Every single time. Listen to the show?
What's in your 8-track player over there in the garage,
Oh,
Lance?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I have live Guess Who in there right now.
Wow.
Woo! Did you hear about my friend Horton? He recently heard The Who.
Nah. Yeah. See, now I'm going back a couple weeks ago just to give Lance a little taste. A couple weeks ago, Hans was listening to bands like Tiger Army, High on Fire.
It's Raining Men, right?
What?
I don't know. But Jared was on the show that day and told us that Tiger Army is actually a punk band back in the day.
Right.
He was listening to High on Fire, Ohm Swans, Old Swans, New Swans.
Is that delivered?
Cocteau Twins.
Gene hitting, loves Jezebel.
Hitting Birth.
Oh, no. Hans, what are you doing?
He had Bee Gees in there. He had the Roller Coasters or whatever. Bay City Rollers.
John Lee Hooker.
See, whenever I get in the car with him.
Blood Ritual.
He changes it because it's always some like cool metal.
Oh, well, he has his cool
grind crust.
Well, like Blood Ritual. You know, he has his cool moments, but yeah. I think he just tries to keep it varied, I guess. I was listening to today, just in the truck, Desert Sessions.
Oh, nice.
Volume 9 and 10 with a lot
That's
of work.
That's the last
from,
one, right?
Yeah, PJ Harvey was on that. Yeah. And Dean Ween, I believe, on a couple songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good listen.
Did you know that's not actually his real name?
I found that out recently from this jerk over
here.
I know, and it's not...
Marco Marciano or something stupid, Rocky.
It's Mickey Melchiondo.
So I was pretty close.
Well, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
And there's Aaron Freeman.
Yeah. Not even brothers. Not even their real name.
Yeah.
Shattered my
It's
whole.
All a lie.
What is this, a reality TV show?
Do you have a band that, Lance, that Hans has never heard?
Or that you think that we try to do a thing every day after this episode, yeah. after this segment of telling Hans something that he's never heard. Yeah, Monday we told him Flaming Lips.
Oh.
Which he may have heard of these bands, but maybe yeah. never took the time to delve into like Engelbert Humperdinck or.
I wonder.
Trying to think of
Tuna Casserole.
Sounds like Acerole.
Has he listened to Ween?
I don't know. I'm going to say that if he did, he probably hates them.
Well, they have some metal songs.
Probably heard Push the Little Daisies.
Now, there'd be a good reason for him to hate that.
Yeah.
I first heard that song, and I think that's the first time I ever heard Ween on Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
The video.
Yeah.
It's like, Push the Little Daisies and watch them come on.
I saw it many, many moons before I went and saw them live, and then put it together many moons later after that they were the same band.
Huh.
Do you think Hans would like the Lemonheads?
I think because of Pat, he might have actually been subjected to the Lemonheads. What was that one album? Heavier Than the Lemonheads? Or
Come On, Feel the Lemonheads?
Oh, Come On, Feel the Lemonheads, yeah.
Sick.
I think he would have bought that just because it was a sort of a reference to Quiet Riot and Slade.
Yeah, but
which are two of Hans's favorite bands.
It had that big Gay Heart song on there.
Gay Heart?
Yeah.
Like, what about love?
Yeah, what was the lyric? Just because I suck a dick? Is that what the lyric says on the song?
It says... I don't need you to suck my dick to help me feel good about myself.
Yeah, Big Gay Heart. It's kind of country song. That's what
it's
it
says. It's got steel guitar on it.
Big Gay Heart.
I must have missed that one.
In the dark, my big gay heart.
So, did you know, Lance, that Terry predicted the Super Bowl winner before it even happened?
Ah.
1 week before.
Sports are, in fact, not dumb, apparently.
Yeah.
I picked them because there's a band called Raven.
Yeah.
And Edgar Allan Poe is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you know there was a Baltimore furniture store has said the sales the week before the Super Bowl, they've done this for the last few years, come and buy something the week before the Super Bowl, and if somebody from Baltimore returns a kickoff or a touchdown... Your furniture's free.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And it happened.
And it happened?
Yep.
How much furniture do they have to give away?
$600,000.
What?
Oh, no.
Holy shit bags. Just to a whole bunch of different people?
But. They had been smart and took an insurance policy out against it. Only cost them $12,000.
Oh. Well, that's good.
I guess.
I bet their premiums will go up for it next year.
It's better than losing $65,000 worth of chicken wings the week before the Super Bowl.
That is true, too.
That would be unfortunate.
Oh, these two black dudes stole $65,000 worth of chicken wings.
How do you know they were black?
Because it said.
Oh.
And plus their name was D-Wayne and Ronaldo.
Oh.
And plus I had a black comedian friend. We talked about it last week on the show, and he just thought that it was... He told us not to be racist first.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. And the first thing he said, would you hear about them two brothers that got busted for stealing 65,000 pounds of chicken wings? Someone's like, wait, that's racist. He's like, oh, it's racist against my own race, so that don't count. You can call yourself a cracker all day if you want. As long as you don't jump yourself in the parking lot later. But, yeah, they did, and the cops found the guys because it was from their work. And then when they found them, the chicken wings were gone. 65,000.
Is there?
They'd put them all in balloons and eaten them.
They
keistered them.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't talked about butts for a while.
And they were selling them. They were selling them on the streets, but people didn't want to buy them because they were hot wings.
They were taking. Did you say they were taking it to the streets, just like the Doobies?
Yep, like the Doobies. That's right. Speaking of Doobies, that's probably about it for today, isn't it?
Yeah, I got a couple stories for next time.
Friday.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we hope you guys get out there and do some hump 'em. I'm going to do a quick wrap up here before we actually end. We'd like to thank our awesome sponsors, Pizza Now. What'd you think of the Pizza Now?
Oh, it was great.
All right.
Yeah, the first time with that barbecued pork
one. Yeah, the pork one. That was super good.
Oh, and I love their barbecue sauce.
My friend Dan Dannon, which I've spoke about many times, his parents are dicks for naming him that. Not only did they just name him Dan Dannon, no middle name, but he tried Pizza Now on my suggestion, said it was awesome, better, way better than Little Caesars or some other place that he went to.
Yeah.
So a new customer for you there, Mike. I mean, Chris. I know your name's Chris. I'm just going to always call you Mike first because.
Yeah.
And also thanks to Complete Ag Resolutions for keeping those checks rolling in and keeping us on the air. Stan the man. And if you want to know what's going on in the world of comedy or music for me, go to terrygile.com. Also check out vfmf.org. We're giving away instruments. Dustin's putting on this big kind of musical scholarship for kids 10 to 17. Go there and download a registration application of sorts. Yeah. Also,
just download it. It's a page.
Yep. Check out sickdaddy.com. That will probably link you there. That's probably like the home base of everything going on. Go to tagcastpodcast.com. Give us a dollar. Click on the donate button or shop at the Amazon. You give us some money doing that and you don't have to pay anything more. Just click on the link and all of our links are there for Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. Hans, thanks for joining us on Tumblr. I can't believe it.
And,
can't believe he's being involved in stuff.
Please do not send us any tuna casseroles.
It sounds like arsehole.
Don't send us any tuna arseholes.
You're the ones being fucking arseholes around here. But anyway, that's I guess that's it for Wednesday. We'd like to thank Lance for making
the
long journey down to the show.
I was snowed in, but I made it.
Dude, we've waited 108 episodes to get you on the show.
Well,
can you believe?
All you had to do was ask.
We got a couple maybes, I think, is what happened. He kept saying, I might if I'm not doing anything. And
I'm in a new headspace, man. It's cool.
We were supposed to have Floyd on this week, but he is busy opening a paint store. So we're just going to play his song instead. Did you ever hear back from Westy for a reschedge?
No, I haven't reached out.
Reach out.
I will.
Touch somebody. It's hump day, dude. Maybe you could reach out and hump her.
Pump it up.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you on Friday, unless you run too fast. And then maybe we'll
slow
catch
down. Rock on.
And metal.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, all you taggets looking for something fun to do? Of course you are. You don't want to sit at home like a stick in the mud. Go out to some comedy shows or some music. I command you. Friday, February 15th at Cloud and Kelly's in Corvallis, we have Shingles, the Sad Clown's Cavalcade of Sorrow, featuring myself, Terry Guile, John Severs, Michael Cunningham, Mark Wirinen, and Alex Alvarez. 9:30 showtime, 21 and over, $3 to $5 sliding scale, depending on when you arrive and what you can afford. Tuesday, February 19th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, we got Soulfly, Insight, Lodi Kong, and 30 Pound Test. Hit up our buddies Zach and Jason Rowe or Lindenwood, Blake Hansel for tickets. They will hook you up and give you a few dollars extra in your pocket to buy beer with or something. February 21st, Wehrmacht, Raptor, Bloodlust, Witch Cult, and Roadkill Carnivore for a massive lineup at Music Head in Medford. I believe that's a Thursday night. Sorry for misspeaking on that. Thursday, February 21st. On Friday, February 22nd, at the Baghdad Theater, it's Baghdad Comedy Night with Tristan Spillman and friends. I will be one of his friends that night, and we will have the lineup solidified within the next week or so. It's $5 at the door, 21 and over, and that's at the corner of 37th and Hawthorne in Portland, Oregon. Saturday, February 23rd at the Dixie Creek Saloon, we have the first VFMF benefit show with Catechus, The Berated, and Brutos. It's a free show. There's going to be lots of giveaways and good stuff. Check it out on Facebook or anywhere online. the VMFM.org. Saturday, March 2nd at the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's a benefit for Brooklyn, a baby with a disease put on by the Willamette Valley local music scene, Dave Wilson. There's going to be like seven bands, but I don't have all the information with me right now. I know that Barry the Goat's going to be playing, and six other bands, possibly Bikini. It starts at 7 o'clock, and for more information, check out Willamette Valley local music scene on Facebook. March 3rd, it's a Sunday at John Henry's Reverend Horton Heat with Guttermouth. Great rockabilly, psychobilly, and punk rock show. Go check that out. Saturday, March 16th, the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's Wicked Haven, Crimson Guardian, and Bikini. 9 p.m. showtime, 21 and over. That's a free show. And if you're not in that area and you happen to be in Eugene that night, head on down to the Wow Hall, also March 16th, with We Have Guns, Tall Boy, 30-Pound Test, and Audiophobia. That's going to be a high-energy show for sure, all ages. Saturday, March 23rd, at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, we have Nile and Ceremonial Castings with my buddy Tony Avila's band, World of Lies, opening, as well as Heathen Shrine. Hit him up for tickets if you know Tony. If you don't, he's on my friends list. You can save a couple dollars by getting your tickets from him. Also the 23rd, if you're in Eugene, go see Portland band Awake at the Wow Hall with Bent Knee and the Bad Luck Blackouts. Also, Explodatron will be playing that show. An awesome, noisy two-piece band. Tuesday, March 26th, at the Ash Street Saloon in Portland, we have Graves at Sea, Ash Borer, and Aldebaran. And another band, I believe, but I don't recall what they are called right now. Go check that out. It's going to be a great doom show. Graves at Sea from Arizona at the Ash Street Saloon. Wednesday, March 27th at the Cosmic Pizza, it's Pajama People featuring Ike Willis. I'll be setting in for a couple songs as well. That's a Wednesday night. Ticket information coming soon. They will also be playing Dante's the night after that on the 28th up in Portland. That's about it for now. Thanks for listening to the plugs and the Tagcast podcast. Now go out and do something fun. Just don't sit at home and watch the TV. I mean, Jesus Christ. And then when you get home from going out and doing some fun stuff, listen to more at tagcastpodcast.com.